feel your best and amplify your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/shine26 for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/shine26.
Save big on home updates at Menards. Transform your floors and walls with stylish Mohawk porcelain tile. 12 by 24 inch urban forged tiles combine a bold modern look with the timeless beauty of natural stone for a stunning result. Plus, they feature StepSure, an advanced slip-resistant technology providing safety without compromising style. Save big money on Mohawk porcelain tile. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Welcome back all, and welcome to the city formerly known as Saigon, Ho Chi Minh City. I hope you're happy with the background here. Monica's done a good job to make it feel as homely as possible with some plants around. And thank you as ever, everyone, for continuing to get in touch, sharing your thoughts and opinions. The best place to do so, comment section below. And if you have a longer story, maybe some pictures, you can email hi@tuesdayatdobbs.com. Let me start off this week. I've got a lot to do. I've got some apologising to do, I've got a rant to do, and I've got some really exciting stuff. I'm going to start off with a quick rant. You know, we often say, this is often a discussion here, that motorbike prices on the used market, they're just overpriced, whether it's from individuals or sometimes companies. I've been looking over the past couple of weeks to potentially buy a new motorbike. And I found this secondhand motorbike. I don't want to give too much away until I've actually managed to secure the bike and it's all done. But I found this bike that is slightly overpriced and it's got no MOT, so it's not road legal or anything like that. It hasn't been ridden in ages. And it was coming up at £3,000. I contacted the seller thinking, look, this could be okay. There aren't many options here. Contacted the seller and I said, look, I can pay £2,650 because I need to get a van to rent to recover the bike and yada yada yada, get it from yours. And I said, how does that sound? No reply for 1 week. 1 week, no reply. And then the person came back to me saying, oh, look, I'm not really in a rush to sell it. I'm retiring from biking, but there's no rush. I'm like, look, do you want to sell it or not? The bike's up for sale. Are you serious about selling it? Or is it just up there to keep your wife happy that you've said you're going to sell it? And that is the problem. Sorry about my rant, I haven't planned this, but I wanted said. That is the problem a lot of the time with motorbike prices. They are overpriced because these are people's passions. It's not like selling a car that you need on a daily basis. If you're selling a car, you need to sell the car because you need to buy another one. It's a necessity. But once you start dealing with emotion, all kind of common sense goes out the window. So what you end up finding is there are motorbikes for sale, like I've discovered, where the people really, they have no motivation to sell them at all. And it just ends up wasting so much time and causing so much heartache when you've got your heart set on a bike. Rant over. I'll get on to the apologizing in a second. There's one more thing I want to do because I literally just found this about 2 minutes before starting the podcast. I didn't plan this. But I was on Facebook Marketplace planning a few things for today's episode. And up popped this. Take a look at this. Holy moly, retro kit for Yamaha Tenere 700. This just popped up and I thought, what is this? Unbelievable looking 1980s Paris-Dakar Yamaha Tenere, but it's not. This is the new Yamaha Tenere 700 with a holy moly kit on that they're selling for £650. The seller says this will transform the look of your bike, and I completely agree. This is an unbelievable looking machine, so I went a bit further here. I went to the Holy Moly website. This is so exciting. Go out, for example, and buy a Yamaha Tenere 700 for £6,000. Secondhand, get a 2019 one, for example. And then go to Holy Moly's website. This is a Portuguese company that specialise in nothing other than retro kits for the Yamaha Tenere 700. They've got two options. You can have the Yamaha Tenere 700 retro kit 2.0, the Baja kit, or the retro kit. And they all look unbelievable. Truly unbelievable. They transform it. I think the kits are about €1,850, Portuguese company. A lot of the time I think, no, look, just keep a bike standard, it's fine. But sometimes modifications transform a bike so much, it is worth it unquestionably. I would consider buying Yamaha Tenere 700 just so I can put this kit on it. That is how amazing all of these kits are. I'll just quickly click on the Baja kit as well. With the twin lights on the front, you get modern reliability here. The availability of all the parts and everything like that from the new Yamaha Tenere 700. But you get this retro kit. This truly is the best of both worlds. And I think this kit transforms a Yamaha Tenere 700 into the best looking mid-weight adventure bike. In fact, the best adventure bike full stop. It's the perfect weight, the perfect balance with the perfect kit on. And I know what you're thinking. Some of you may be thinking, look, this looks lovely, but I don't have £6,000 for a bike and then another £1,500 for the kit. Well, for one, you could get that kit for £650. Or look what else I've found. Facebook Marketplace saved. There's one already done. £7,000 for a Yamaha Tenere 700 2021 model with the holy moly kit included. Knobbly tires, everything is ready to go. I just think these are the most incredible looking kits. Go and check them out if you haven't just yet. Right, apologies time. This was the first piece I did for the podcast episode, and I said I had been tipped off about these great looking CCMMT 230s X. They're army surplus ones. They've been in crates for about 9 years. And I said, don't worry, everyone. I have found where you can buy these bikes. Nathan Millwood from Dorothy's Speed Shop down in southern England. Devon. I think it's Devon. Dorothy's Speed Shop. And they look brilliant. And he gave such an honest description. I thought, everyone, go and check these out. Well, it turns out I'm 18 months late for that. So I'm very, very sorry for the old news. But the point remains, these were excellent looking bikes. I've actually spoken to you. A few of you have kindly got in touch and said, yes, you bought these bikes off Nathan. And they are exactly as described. Ridiculously basic bikes, but so fun. Sturdy little machines. And you absolutely love them. This is from Kim and a few others from last week. You did put me in the, or point me in the right direction for where I can buy these bikes. There's no website for where you can buy the last three of these Army Surplus CCMMT 230s. I tried going on to the website. There is no website as yet, but this Facebook page called VLM, they specialize only in supplying parts for CCM MT 230s. That's it. I think it's brand new, 46 followers. They've got stuff listed like the plastics for the MT 230 with an opening offer, brake discs, and here, let's be honest with the age, 7th of February this came out, so it's 2 to 3 weeks ago. Special offer, just three available, unregistered, brand new, special price, £2,000. They could be the very last MT230 Army spec bikes that are left, full stop, unregistered ones, £2,000. That has got to be worth it for someone looking for something slightly different. This, just moving on from that now, and apologies for the old news, everyone. Thank you for being so kind and not ripping into me too much. I think I was only called incompetent twice, so that's very kind of you. This got me thinking, though. CCM in general, it's such a sad story, this great British brand has just been going through the worst time at the moment, desperately selling off their stock. Talk about them maybe starting to bring back models, but that sounds like very early in the day when you're desperately trying to clear the stock. So let's see what happens. But it did get me thinking. What other fantastic, quirky and unusual models this British-based brand, built in England, up in Bolton, these bikes, what else have they done? Take a look at this. I'll just give you one example. The CCM 604 Dual Sport. This is a bike that came out in 1998 and they built it all the way through until 2002. So a 4 year run. Dual Sport bike, 600cc Rotax engine, single cylinder. These are excellent rugged engines, very, very good reputation for reliability and toughness. So the core of the bike, the engine, it will have almost unquestionable reliability. From that single cylinder engine, it's got 53 horsepower designed and manufactured in Bolton, England. Now, MCN give this bike a rating of 3.5 out of 5. Owners rate it on MCN 3.8 out of 5. So there is nothing particularly special here with regards to the reviews. The main negatives is the finish isn't the finest in the world, and there is no tech on it at all. It's as basic as you can get. But actually, I think now, as the years go on, we all know technology ages appallingly. These are the exact kind of bikes you want, bikes with no tech, because tech is actually detrimental, I think, to selling bikes over 15 years old. You don't want tech because you know it's going to break. So this actually is coming into its own now. I've left one very important thing till the end. What have we got? A unique bike that's very rare. 600cc cylinder, very reliable engine, build quality okay-ish. 53 horsepower. And the weight of this 600cc dual sport bike that's more focused towards off-roading, you won't believe it. 132 kilos dry weight. So even fully fueled, you're probably only looking at 150, just under 150 kilo wet weight for a 600cc bike with 53 horsepower. This would be an animal off-roading. And how much for all of this? I hear you ask. Owens Motor Classics website, £2,100, so a little bit more expensive. But look at that grey tank with the yellow frame, the yellow front mudguard, 2001 model, very well appointed bike, just 9,000 miles on the clock. Quoting here from the bike dealer, the bike has been used for what it's designed for, trail riding, so it's showing signs of minor cosmetic age. That is such a unique looking bike with that engine on full display there. It's got to be worth it for someone. £2,000 for a bike like that. I think that's absolutely brilliant. Okay, moving on. AliExpress and Temu. Just finishing off the conversation from last week where I was talking about how good Temu and AliExpress can be for picking up parts for motorbikes, whether it's Chinese bikes or also any other brand of bikes, Japanese or anything else. Whether it's full engines or carburettors or fairings for 1990s Japanese sports bikes, it's got everything. And I really wanted to see what your opinion was of this. Do you trust AliExpress and Temu? So thank you all so much for this. I've tried to pick 4 varied opinions that give the best representation of all of your opinions. So take a listen to this. Ogassi, first off, I've been using AliExpress for years. I had one issue in 60 transactions. I started the return process as the product was not what I ordered. I got told to keep the product and I was also refunded in full, usually inside 10 days of delivery. So you get your order within 10 days of delivery, but he was refunded fully and kept the product. It wasn't right. Jason says, AliExpress, I use it all the time for all sorts of goods and I've never had an issue. Including fuel tank, fenders, side panels, grips and levers for my Suzuki, Japanese bike, GN125. Also got a carb engine boot for my AG200. Note though, be discerning. Read the descriptions of the products thoroughly and don't always go the cheapest options. It's worked for me so far. Max Utley, Rupert, says, I'm a corporate forensic investigator, fluent in Mandarin, former Hong Kong police officer, and I investigate corporate fraud and corruption from Western clients in China. I focus mostly on automotive and know the supply and distribution channels for OEM networks. I led the airbag investigation for 40% of every airbag across the planet, all exotic Italians, Jaguar Land Rover, Mercedes, all Japanese and Korean vehicles, every part starts its life in China and is later branded up around the world. Yeah, that is a very good point with regards to people who immediately have an issue with anything Chinese. The truth is, and this is what I've really taken from this, the Chinese can build anything you want. They can build the finest products in the world. Or if there's someone who's asking for products at the very budget end of the spectrum, they'll build that too. They won't be the best and most reliable, but the point is Chinese can build iPhones, Macs, and they can also build the cheapest tat that is probably going to break in a day. It's the entire spectrum. So long as you check what you're buying, you check the company, the manufacturer, look at the reviews, you're going to be absolutely fine, because Chinese expertise for manufacturing is probably, someone tell me if they don't agree, just about the best in the world if you look at the high-end stuff. A few more here. Darren, when I stacked my Kawasaki ZX9R a few years ago, I purchased a replacement fairing on eBay. It came from China. Nice colors, etc., but the fit, well, that was something else. It wasn't exact, and I've had to do a few alterations to make it totally secure. Look, I wouldn't buy again, but with older bikes like these, original parts will become hard to come by as time goes on. Steve replies to this, haha, yes, I'm having the same problem at the moment. I've got a rear fairing and a front fairing mounting bracket where the holes are out, and it has taken a bit of work to make them usable. So they are some of the negatives. But overall, I would say there've been people using AliExpress Temu for years with no issue at all. I think they look completely legit, I have to say, just from what I've seen from all of you. So thank you so much, everyone, for sharing that. I have to do bits on this every so often, and anytime someone sends me a little bit about this bike, I don't know why, something just pulls at my heartstrings. I immediately think, no, I have to get this in. This is coming in from Tom. Take a listen to this, and a couple of pics attached. The trusty Transalp. Freddie, I ordinarily commute on my motorcycle, a 1993 Honda Transalp XL600V, which I was inspired to get from your videos, as it happens. Thank you, Tom. I've owned this bike for 3 years, and it's my daily, my adventurer, my everything in between. My two buddies, Charlie and George, even got themselves old Transalps too. They are infectious. Tom, I totally get this. Bikes from this era, 1990s Japanese bikes, I think they are one of the all-time sweet spots for motorcycles, full stop. You could say you've got the American stuff from the 1950s. You could also say the British bikes from the early 60s, late 50s, those sweet spots, and the Japanese stuff from the 1990s, 1980s, that kind of era, you know, when you've got the Paris-Dakar rally starting in, what, 1979? And all the bikes that led through for the following decade or so, and certainly were in the embryonic phases being designed and made in the 1980s. They've just got this magic combination of that styling from the 80s, the robustness, the go-anywhere ability, the fact they were all made in Japan at that time, and they were just beautifully engineered. I love this period. So let's take a look at this. The original Honda Transalps. They came out in 1987, if you can believe it, and Generation 1 lasted all the way through to 1999. Here's the interesting thing I want to touch on here in a second. These, certainly in the UK, are really, really rare now. They used to be everywhere. It's quite hard to find these now, and if you do find one, I've noticed this now, because I like looking at these bikes. I've got a soft spot for them. Prices are going up. You've got the rarity, the absolute in vogue era of 1980s, 1990s style machines, whether it's cars or motorbikes. This is the in-demand era right now. And you've got all of these things, and the prices are starting to rise. The rarity, desirability, the fact it's usable every day. These Japanese bikes from the 1990s, they are proper everyday usable machines. They'll do it in their sleep with ease still, even though they're over 30 years old. So we've got all of these ingredients. We have a 600cc V-twin engine. It's just such an incredible combination, isn't it? 202 kilos, so not really light at all, but it's basic. It's got nothing at all with regards to electronic. And it's 1980s rally styling. What more could you want? I think if I was lucky enough to have a Transalp now of this era, this generation, I wouldn't be selling it. These bikes are keepers for life. There's one really interesting thing here. Generation 1 was 1987 to 1999. But from 1997 to 1999, the final 2 years of production of the Gen 1 Honda Transalp, this is quite weird. Someone tell me if they know why this is. Honda shifted production from Japan to Italy for 1998 models and 1999 models, and I have no idea why that is. It's not a negative, because the Italians have an excellent reputation of building motorbikes. It's just an interesting reason why they did it. Maybe there's a huge interest in selling these bikes to the European market, and that's why That's why Japan did it. That could be the case. But let's have a look at this. If you're in the UK and you want to buy one of these Transalps, you're going to need... Well, there are two on Facebook Marketplace right now, and they're both lovely. One of them is £2,450. The other is £3,250. And on this one for £3,250, it's even advertised here, the last of the Japanese. So this has been advertised, which is very interesting. And that would put it at P, and P is 1997, Reg. So it really is the very last of them. That confirms my thoughts. And you can see here just a few little examples, a few little hints at these vehicles just having, maybe provenance isn't the right word, but people starting to, like connoisseurs, know the ones to go for. Generation 1, most appealing by far. Then can you get one of the Japanese-made Generation 1s? But even these here, two available, £2,500 is the cheapest one right now on Facebook Marketplace. And if we check out the USA, for example, exactly the same here. In the US, they only sold these bikes for 2 years. I can't exactly remember the 2 years they were for sale for, but these are really, really rare in the USA because they had such a short run when they were available. The prices in the USA for these Mark I Transalps, they're coming in around $5,000. I've seen a couple at $5,500. This one in Ohio, USA, $4,500 from August 2025. And then if we go over to Europe, you can still pick them up if you go to Bulgaria. Price is around about 2,000 euros. But if you want a perfect, immaculate one, one of the early year ones from Poland, there's one here advertised for €6,163 for an immaculate one. What this does is shows that prices for the really good ones are rising really noticeably, especially over the past 2 years. And it also shows just how good looking these bikes are. Because when you see the as new condition ones here, you can imagine how incredible these would have looked in the showrooms back in the 1980s and 1990s. They are almost perfect looking dual sport bikes. And in that color combination with the bronze seat and the silver, the gold and the aluminium crash bar on the bottom, the high exhaust just tucked under that brown seat, that is a stunning looking bike. So if you're interested in the Transalps, I honestly think, I really do think you need to be quite quick here because things are going upwards for these bikes. And now, bike of the week. This comes from Bikerdale. Freddie, I love the CF Moto 450 that you mentioned last week. Rode it for the day with Nathan down south, but there does seem to be a new contender for its position, and that is the Moto Marini All Thrike 450, as it's called in the UK. First off, so many people say the CF Moto MT 450 is a seriously phenomenal bike. That's a very highly regarded motorbike. But what if on top of that, you want a little bit of Italian style, Italian flair? I've got something for you. Moto Marini All Thrike 450. So for the higher crypt version, it's £5,300 plus on the road charges. I think this is for the higher equipped version. Apologies if I'm wrong there. But it's 45 horsepower, 450cc, 6-speed. Comes with a center stand, fully adjustable KYB suspension, switchable traction control, both USB and USB-C ports fitted as standard, heated grips, heated rider's seat as options, but included in the higher equipped model. 190 kilogram dry weight, so you're looking at about 210 kilo wet weight. Designed in Italy, built in China, and I believe a large chunk of this bike, the engine and some other parts, are shared with the CF Moto MT450. So yes, Moto Marini's designers would have had to design this bike within the parameters of what they can play around with the MT450 CF Moto. But they have done an absolutely fantastic job. I think this is one of the best stock out of the box, small mid-size adventure bikes there are right now. That is an incredible looking thing. for me, in my eyes, this is the best looking Moto Morini that's come out ever since the Chinese took over the brand in, I think, 2018. No question at all. This takes Moto Morini to a completely different level with regards to the ability of the bike, because it's an MT450 CF Moto, so we know it's going to be an excellent bike. CF Moto dealerships are popping up all over the place now. I've been hearing non-stop from the Australians saying actually the CF Moto dealer network has improved hugely over the past 3 years. So that's covered as well. On top of that, we've now got a bike that looks absolutely phenomenal, as good as any other dual sport bike on the market. So if you're interested in one of these, I mean, £5,600, brand new, and you can get a bike that looks that good. Orders are currently being taken, and the bike is due to arrive in Europe February/March time. This, I have no doubt at all, will be an excellent seller, and at a price like that, irresistible. So I'll wrap it up there. Thank you so much, everyone, for watching. Really hope you enjoyed the video, and from Ho Chi Minh City, I'll see you in the next one.